A recent study done by Southern Cross and Flinders University has found out that rare snubfin dolphins in Queensland's Fitzroy River and humpback dolphins in Port Curtis are under threat from exposure to increasing amounts of water contamination. The long-banned chemicals, including the pesticide DDT, have been banned since around the 70s, but are going to continue to have a negative effect on the wildlife. The Fitzroy River catchment has been identified as a major source of contaminants into the Great Barrier Reef, including sediment, nutrients and pesticides from agricultural land use and inland coal mines. In Port Curtis, a wide range of industrial contamination from shipping, coal stockpiles, power station products, landfill, urban development and sewage treatment have been detected. Climate change is also a factor, as co-author of the study Guido Parra notes. He says climate change models expect intense rainfall events and floods to increase in the Queensland coastal region over coming decades, which in turn exposes dolphins to more potentially harmful contaminants. The marine ecologist Dr. Danielle Cagnazzi of Southern Cross University says 68% of the dolphins sampled had levels of the chemicals high enough to impact their health and their long-term survival. I was actually lucky enough to talk to Dr. Cagnazzi himself this morning, but due to bad construction around the university, only part of the interview was salvageable. Dr. Cagnazzi was very patient and very respectful, and I was very impressed with his long-term commitment to the project. He has been researching this as early as 2013 as part of the Capricorn Cetaceans project, and he also runs a sightings network where people can log any sightings of the dolphins. Here is Danielle Cagnazzi talking briefly about the project from what I could salvage.
So the chemicals having the effect on these dolphins have been banned since 1975. So what have they been doing to the dolphin population, and why has the decline been so slow?
The contaminants that we discussed before at the point of banned in Australia, and but obviously because they are very resilient, they are still present in the environment from past uses. So during major events in particular, these contaminants can reach the coastal water through river and estuary. So basically then through the food chain, both in terms of accumulate a large concentration of contaminants. For example, like dolphin contaminants can get up to 100 times higher than those present. So they can very quickly accumulate to feed the last concentration of these contaminants.
So since 2013, you've been running like a larger multidisciplinary project, haven't you? The Capricorn Cetaceans project? That's right. Yeah. So what does that project entail, and what do you hope to achieve for the project overall?
At the start, I was not planning to run the project for that long. I was lucky to be able to, and at the moment is one project running in Australia, on Australian humpback and snapping dolphin, and we are at the present analyzing this large data set, and we will definitely be able to answer a lot of questions that are still unknown for both species, especially about demographic parameter, movement of this animal along the coast, and also obviously we will have a better idea of the overall conservation status of both species in Australia.
The Wire.